Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Humanitarian groups in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah are making contingency plans in case of an Israeli offensive there, which Israel says is needed to eliminate Hamas. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
The UN agency that aids Palestinians has no plans to evacuate from Gaza, says Scott Anderson, the deputy director of operations there. But an offensive could force them to move elsewhere in Gaza, he says. They're working to stockpile aid and pre-position supplies outside of Rafah. A huge concern, he says, is what will happen if the million or more displaced Palestinians in Rafah will have to evacuate.
It would be utter chaos if they told everybody in Rafah, leave now. Now, trying to move a million people all at once.
Another concern is the truckloads of precious humanitarian aid that arrive each day across the borders in southern Gaza. If combat nearby forces crossings to shut down, even temporarily, aid groups say the result could be catastrophic. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
TikTok owner ByteDance says it won't sell the app, despite President Biden signing a law aimed at forcing the company to do so. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the law would ban TikTok in the U.S. next year unless that app is sold.
The law requires China-based ByteDance to fully divest from TikTok, or the app will be put out of business in the U.S. But ByteDance says it has no plans to sell TikTok. The Chinese government has also committed to blocking the sale of TikTok's algorithm under the country's laws that regulate the export of technology. TikTok has vowed to take the Biden administration to court, saying banning an app used by 170 million Americans tramples on the First Amendment. The legal battle could drag on for years and may eventually make its way to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, TikTok says there will be no disruption to the popular app, but experts say TikTok's future in the U.S. is more uncertain than ever before. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The National Weather Service is warning of the chance of tornadoes across the central U.S. today, with large hail and destructive straight-line winds across North Texas into Oklahoma and southeast Kansas possible. This comes a day after tornadoes stormed into parts of several states, including Nebraska, where one intense tornado destroyed neighborhoods in hard-hit Omaha, wiping some buildings off their foundations. Governor Jim Pillen says officials are out surveying the damage today.
I had a call from the President of the United States. We were out, so I did not get it, but he left the message. Federal government is here to help us every single step of the way, and we'll be having declarations soon.
He says there were minor injuries from the storms. Today, tornado watch is stretched from Texas to Iowa, as more than 50 million people are under the threat of severe weather from the Southern Plains to the Great Lakes region. Tonight, President Biden will share some laughs with journalists, comedians, and entertainers at the annual White House Correspondent Dinner in Washington. Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost is the host. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a 35-car train derailment and fire that led to evacuations and a road closure in New Mexico on the Arizona border. BNSF Railway says six of the cars were carrying propane. Officials closed part of Interstate 40. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said on X that his agency is coordinating across tribal and local agencies to ensure safety in the area. The evacuations were ordered along a two-mile radius of the derailment. Amtrak says it suspended service between Albuquerque and Los Angeles until the track reopens. An unusually profitable genre is seeing a slump at the box office this year. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports horror movies have yet to attract huge audience in 2024. That's strange, and for Hollywood, it's scary.
This is strange, and for Hollywood, it's scary. At this time last year, the biggest hits in theaters included Megan, about a homicidal artificial doll, and Cocaine Bear, best summed up by its title. Horror films are famously cheap to make, and they reliably pull in fans. A horror movie's success can help studios bankroll other movies. This year's horror movies so far include Abigail, Night Swim, and Immaculate. None have lost money, but for a big crossover hit, theaters may have to wait until the summertime crop of creepy movies. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.